It's that time of year again when we chat with some of the chief executives of the UK's and indeed the world's leading sight loss charities. Today, I'm joined by Andrew Lennox from Guide Dogs. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, hi, Alan. It's absolutely fantastic to be back, and it's great to be able to talk about what have we done this year and what are we looking to do in the months and years ahead of us. So thank you for inviting me back.
We've spoken a couple of times through the year, and you know, it sounds like, as always, Guide Dogs has been incredibly busy. It's been evolving and it's had its challenges as well. Now, I normally ask to pick some of the challenges and some of the highlights. It's sometimes a bit tricky to do, but what have you managed to come up with for us today?
I guess let's start with the challenges. So the cost of living has continued to bite, inflation and other bits continue to bite. If you remember back in 2024, we initiated a change program where we're looking to try and take around about £15 million of cost out of the organisation, but also find a way to grow our fundraising and our reach and grow that area of our world as well. We have managed to bring back our cost base, whilst it was not an easy journey to go through, and we're still working through some elements of that. We have actually managed to get ourselves back to that point where our finances are stable. They're looking very solid going forward for the next few years as we forecast out to 2030. We're always up against the challenges of inflation. In 1 year alone, we faced a 19% increase in vets and food, and where we spend around about £9 to £10 million a year on vets alone, a 19% increase obviously is a significant amount of money we have to find. We're not going to be complacent. We're continually making sure that the donor pound we see coming in, and we're finding ways to spend it more and more wisely every single day. We never lose sight of the fact that we can only do our incredible work, whether it be ourselves or in partnerships with charities like RNIB, through the grace of the donors that we have. And so respecting that donor pound is really key to us. So the challenges obviously were very much around the financial at the beginning of the year. We realised that we still have a long way to go in terms of our waiting list. There's some great news with that as well. So whilst at the beginning of the year is around about 1,200 people on the waiting list, as of this morning, it's down at 990. But that includes a number of people have asked to be paused because they might be going through a medical operation or they might be moving house. So the actual number of active partnerships that we're looking to sort is 911 people waiting to be partnered. Now, from that high of kind of like 1,300 just 18 months ago, that's fantastic progress. But I've put this in the challenges because the job isn't done. And for me to be celebrating that we've got the number down, it's a good thing to do. But actually, we need to not lose sight of the fact we still have more work to do. The wait time is now dropping below 16 months, which is the lowest it's been in some time. The work isn't done and the team have not lost that focus. So just to reassure listeners, that's where we are. We've also had some fantastic successes. Now, some of those successes might be an individual story of one of our young people who suddenly given the tools and equipment to be able to go out and do things with their friends and their family. It might be a guide dog partnership we create that's just changed someone's life. Or it might be something more of a macro basis, such as our campaigns team have worked very closely with the Department of Transport, and using some research we did with UCL, we were able to get the government to change their policy on bus stop borders. So this is an active cycle lane and then the bus stop itself. And obviously that's inherently dangerous. And actually we will be able to work with them, and the government now put out guidance to say, okay, let's pause all of those new developments and think of a new way to be able to make our streets more accessible and less dangerous. We've got some great successes that we're building on. Forecast is looking better for ourselves, and I'm really proud of the progress we've made in the last 12 months.
Do you see charities, I suppose people will see charities now, operating a bit more in a corporate way, looking to make corporate connections? As was, would you say that's important for fundraising, campaigning, getting the word there about the charity as well? But I suppose for income generation, that's quite important too.
We're seeing a change in how corporates look to the sector. What they're looking for now is impact. How do we demonstrate that the pound that has been given to us by that corporate body has had impact? Generally, as a sector, as in the charity sector, we're very good at quantifying how many people we've helped. But how do you then quantify the impact that that help has had? So I'm very proud of the number of people we've helped in the last 12 months, whether it be through our guide dog service, so obviously that's the iconic service, but whether it be through children and young people services or other rehabilitation services that we offer. I can point to some fantastic numbers of people we've helped. But there's also the piece for me is actually what difference has it made? And that's where we need to go to. So as we look to the future, yes, the corporate sponsorship pieces and that philanthropy piece that we might look to and say, actually, there's opportunity to get more income from those spaces. We have to be very laser focused on the impact, because that's what they want to be able to see, that their money isn't just going to a good cause, because we could all claim to be good causes, but actually they're going to causes that are really making a tangible difference to people's lives. And that's obviously the game we're in. Part of our Forward Together strategy, which we brought in this year, is we want to help people with sight loss to live the life they would choose. And how do we get evidence that we're doing that? We have to be able to show the impact that we're having, not just the quantity we're doing, but the absolute impact it has on people's lives.
Is that a difficult thing to look at? Say if you're looking at services, you know, transformation, that kind of thing, looking at a service that costs, but what is the impact of that, and trying to balance that out when you're looking at something? Is that a difficult thing to do?
I think it is. And actually, how do you measure impact? Because what is an impact for you that is significant might be relatively small in somebody else's life because they've got other things that are going on. It's a very individualized measure in some respects. But that said, I think we can come up with some quite good impact measures. So they've done it within healthcare and other sort of associated spaces. So we will find a way. But then you also need to look at reach as well. So it's not just about, are you reaching one person with a score of 10? Or are you reaching 10 people with a score of 5, as it were? However you measure it, you actually you have more impact overall with those 5 people, even though the impact score is lower. So there's a balance, there's a trade-off to be had between impact and reach. You say, I want both. I want 10 out of 10 on impact and I want 10 out of 10 on reach. That's obviously the goal that we want across all of our sector. But at the moment, we're at the start of that journey, and I look forward to finding out what we get towards as we move through 2026.
Looking ahead to 2026 then, fundraising is going to be a big thing there, but any big projects, any big events, any highlights on the calendar in 2026 for Guide Dogs?
Already, I'm quite excited about 2026. So the way that our teams, whether they be in the fundraising space or in the volunteering space or in the operational space, there's a whole bunch of plans of what we might want to do for 2026 and then beginning to crystallize. So if we look at the fundraising space, we're taking a very fresh look at how we approach people, because obviously many more people are driven by kind of social media feeds, and most charities, ourselves included, have historically been quite traditional in how we've approached all of our donors and supporters. So there's quite a fresh approach going on in our fundraising space starting next year, even starting with the kind of some of the fundamentals about how do we communicate with people. Let's just go back to basics. How do people want to be communicated with? And that's one of the key switches that I'm seeing across the charity, is not so much about how do we communicate with you, but actually how do you want to be communicated? If you're putting the person on the receiving end, whether it be a fundraising request or a service, what is it that you want? And we're here to serve and support as best we can. Some of those changes are quite marked in the next year, so I look forward to the feedback we have. Our customer experience team that we set up last year is really beginning to build momentum now about getting that user feedback from whatever service it is, whether it be our guideline service, our customized book service, or one of our more iconic flagship services, such as the Guide Dogs Children and Young People or Vision Rehabilitation Services. Getting the feedback from them about what is it that we do really well? What are the pain points that people have when they're going through the process with us? How do we make it an easier service to interact with? Those are some of the things I'm really looking forward to next year, that we really are putting that person-centered value that we have as Guide Dogs. It's going to be leading the way on everything we do. And some, I would argue that we've never lost it, but I think it's going to be even more apparent as you look forward.
Well, it's going to be a busy 2026 by the sounds of it. Andrew, no doubt we'll be chatting to you through the year as well. But for the moment, everyone here at RNIB Connect Radio would like to wish all the guys at Guide Dogs, all the staff, the volunteers, all your service users, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much indeed. And Merry Christmas to everyone listening today. Thank you.